Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey everybody, welcome to October. We're going to be talking about scary, hard things in the month of October. I thought, you know what, why not? It is the season of spooks. But in communication and in life, there are scary things that we have to do that are really hard at times. We're going to kick it off with this week being the scary thing of how to forgive. How to forgive. Okay, three steps. And it is easier to forgive people when they say sorry, when they apologize, when they're penitent. But it is really hard to forgive people who don't give a crap and wouldn't change it or think that they're vindicated or right in what they've done to you. And it is really hard to get through that, to move forward in life, to repair a relationship, to be at a family party, to sleep next to this person. So that is what we're going to talk about today. Before we jump in, I want to remind you to like, comment, subscribe, making my 11-year-old Y guy proud. If you are watching this on YouTube, thank you so much. I would love a thumbs up. If you're listening to this on my podcast, leave me a review. I would love it. I love to see those come in. Again, if you want more information about what I do, I'm a life coach, motivational speaker. You can check out my website, CamilleBauer.com. All right. Forgiving the unforgivable. All right. How do we do this? And if you have listened to my stuff, you know I am a huge Christian, a big Jesus fan. And because of the path and the really hard road that I have walked, I have experimented with God and without God. I have chose darkness. I have chose hate. I have chose bitterness through a terminal cancer diagnosis with my late spouse. And on the flip side, I chose hope and faith and peace through the comforter of my Savior, Jesus Christ. And that is where I am at. That has anchored me and my faith and has helped me be able to help you and to help others through their hard times. So my number one thing, if you are trying to forgive somebody, especially the unforgivable in your mind, is pray for strength. Pray for the strength to do it. God says he will forgive who he will forgive. But of us, it is required to forgive all. And that is really difficult when people are intentionally mean, when they're intentionally vicious, malicious, abusing, hurtful. It is indescribable to think, how can I forgive this person? I have seriously dealt with really deep betrayal and heartache as well in a relationship. And I didn't know if I could get to that place of forgiveness. And the more that I prayed for strength, the more that I surrounded myself with light, the more that I realized, you know, that adage that you hear, you know, when you don't forgive, it's like you're drinking poison and wanting it to hurt the other person. Like the only person that I was hurting was myself when I wasn't willing to just let it go and forgive. And a big catalyst for this episode was my husband and I, my now husband and our cute bonus daughter, went up in the mountains. And where we live, there's just the beauty of the fall leaves, you know, and it just really reminded me of how nature naturally says, like, look how beautiful it is to let things go. It might look ugly for a minute. After all the stuff has been let go, but you can grow into something new and bud and still be beautiful and move forward. And that is what I want you to kind of marinate with. If you are really struggling, know that it might be hard, it might be indescribable, but the peace that you are going to get is massive. And you don't have to put yourself around this person. If you've forgiven this person, that doesn't mean like you call them up and you're going to go out to lunch and that's your best friend. Like, I have had a best friend like stab me in the back, like in the worst horrific way. I can't even like massive hurt. A person that I like washed their hair in the tub after surgery and took care of them, like a really, really, really close friend of mine. And since then, they've reached out with apologies, you know, I think I want to say about a year after. But the hurt and just the indescribable like stupor that it left me in, like, it was so hard to push through that. And I listened over and over and over to things that brought light, to scriptures about forgiveness, to conference talks. I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. On our website, thechurchofjesuschrist.org, I think, or something like that. Anyway, there's conference talks, and there was this one by Ulysses S. Suarez, who's from Brazil, and it was on forgiveness. And I listened to it probably 48 times. Like, it really helped push me through those feelings. Even when you stand in front of a judge and the judge hears your entire story and agrees with you, and every juror agrees that you have all the right to be offended and upset, that is when it's the most difficult. But it truly is freeing to your heart and your soul when you can let it go. And praying for strength is huge. That has been a big pivotal piece. And whatever that looks like for you. For me, that is a loving Heavenly Father, a God, a Savior, Jesus Christ, that I can get strength from. That might be, you know, we have amazing Afghani friends. That might be that you're Muslim. That might be that whatever energy, whatever deity you believe in, turn to them for strength, because you can get it beyond your own, and I know that. Okay, number two that is scary. In and of itself, let's just say this, is communicate. Communicating with somebody who's hurt you is really scary. It is hard. I just had a recent experience with someone that I love so much. And they said some really hurtful things that were very out of character for this person. And it left me knowing myself to a point where I'm like, what? I don't ever want to be around this person again. I'm not going to talk to this person. I'm not going to go out of my way for this person. I cannot believe this person would say this or do this. I can't, like, this was all like in the moment, right? And I took a pause. And I'm in the presence of this person who I dearly, dearly love. And I took a deep breath and I said a prayer in my heart. And then everybody had left and it was just this person and I. And I held their hand and I looked at them in the eyes and I communicated with them how much I loved them, how much they meant to me. But how much what they just said, like, really hurt me. And it took a lot of courage. It was really hard to do, and it was scary. But I believe the Spirit of God was there and rested and was able to help soften my heart so that I wasn't just so quick to anger, rightfully so, with what was with what was being said to me. And it was such a powerful experience for me in communication, because as I sat there and communicated and shared my love for this person and shared the heartbreak of what they had said to me, caused me, that person then in turn was able to understand more of my heart and where I was coming from, and subsequently apologized to me. Now, I know that's not always how it goes. I know if you even sat down with somebody who'd hurt you and tried to communicate with them, they would point the finger of blame. They would rub your nose in it. It would be your fault. You know, I've also been in relationships like that, and it is extremely difficult to love and forgive the unlovable. And that leads me to my number three, and that is remember that it's not about you. A couple experiences when, just the one that I shared with you about how I sat there and communicated with that person. Then I checked in with them and it was like, hey, how are you? What's going on? Is everything okay with you? And they opened up and shared that they were really dealing with some hard things in their heart. Their heart was full of really heavy, deep turmoil and pain. And they were taking it out on me intentionally, but unintentionally at the same time. And it really was a testament to me of, wow, okay, I'm so glad I communicated my feelings. And I'm so glad I took the time to find out what is going on for them. Chances are, if someone you love is lashing out at you and they're mentally healthy and they're in a good space, in a good place, something's going on, right? You're like, hey, what the heck is going on with you? And you can say that in a loving, safe, kind space. So there's two situations, right? One where somebody loves you and somebody doesn't want to hurt you intentionally. And then there's the second, which is even scarier, especially if they're a family member or a close friend, is that somebody who goes out of their way to intentionally hurt you. And again, number three fits. Remember, it's not about you. There's something in their childhood. There's something in their life story. There is something that is going on right now with them in their life, with their boss, with their relationship, with their kids. You know, their jealousy, whatever it is, it's not about you, and they're taking it out on you. That's hard. Are you in a spot like that right now? I feel for you. I have walked your path in a similar way, and I help people through my mentoring walk through hard paths in similar ways. And I know that you can do it. I know that if you have faith in your higher power, if you pray for the strength that you do not have, you will be given it. If you communicate, if that person is a safe person, that this is out of context and character, if you communicate with love, you will be able to find out, hey, what's going on? You're being heard, and then subsequently they're being heard. Maybe there's things that you've done that you don't know that you've done. And then number three, again, just remember, it's not about you. If someone is lashing out, intentionally being a horrible, mean person to you, chances are it's not about you. It's something in their story that they haven't resolved or worked through. And that's very difficult to see. And when I want to wrap this up with, yeah, it is scary. It's scary to forgive people. But you do not have to be around people that you have forgiven. You don't have to put yourself around a snake that bites. Ever. Ever. Never. And just let that absorb. You are not a bad person if you have boundaries, if you have limitations, and you choose not to invite people into your tribe that have intentionally hurt you. That's okay. You're not You're not a bad person. You can wish them good energy. You can visualize them being happy and all the good things that you want for them in their life, but you do not need to be in their life. And remember that. Let go of guilt if you have any about it. And it's very easy to stack up guilt. Oh, I need to. Oh, I should help them. Oh, I need to rescue them. Oh, they're hurting me. You know, let it go. And don't be around people like that. You're being an example of how you're allowing people to treat you. Remember that. And little people, if you have little people around you, they're watching you. They're watching the boundaries that you have. They're watching how you talk to people that hurt you. Even children, it's so painful if you are dealing with a fractured relationship. You know, my heart goes out to you. I am too. And it is one of the hardest things that I've ever done in my life. But I love you guys. And I wanted to leave you with this last thing. And this is what is hanging on my fridge. And it seriously has been there hanging on my fridge. I was a young woman's leader. I think my first baby was 3 and my baby is now 19. And I made these as like a handout. And it seriously sits on my fridge. So it's Joshua in the Bible. Chapter 1, verse 9, and it says, "Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." And remember, don't be afraid. It is October. We're going to be talking about how to do scary things. So I believe in you, God believes in you, and remember, you can do hard things and put on your big girl pants. And I love you. And I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.